有没有一些Does anybody have any idea why I keep talking to you the way I do? Especially knowing who I'm talking to. You think maybe you'll get to the point where you're willing to have God talk to you? He's not going to say too many good things about you. So if you're coming looking for that, forget it.
God's not going to, he saves
sinners. Yeah. There's not too many good things you can say about sinners. Especially when everything is sin. Even your good works. Or even your good intentions. Don't like that, do you?
Hallelujah.
As I again was trying to get my mind on after my berating and my scolding and hollering that I have to do all the time. Well, you don't have to. I don't. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with. Who's the long sufferer there? The one that's hearing the rebuke? Or the one that's doing it? See? Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. Why? Because the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And you know, as a servant of God, that we must endure.
Hallelujah.
And so I have to keep reproving, rebuking, and exhorting, because the time has come when they won't endure.
Amen.
So I got to do it over and over. It's not a joy rebuking somebody. There's no pleasure. God has no pleasure in that. He'd rather bless you.
Amen.
See how little you know. Just look at your response and how you struggle with just a simple explanation. But you know, don't you, huh? You never considered the man rebuking was suffering more than you who were being rebuked, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
And somehow you got the idea that if a man of God preaches to you, you're going to enjoy it. No. You have to endure it. It's the word of God. It's sharp. It cuts. It gets right up in the mind, down into the heart. How do you like that? I remember how many times I've come to you people over and over again. Like I'm doing here again this morning.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking unto you, children of God,
Amen.
To remind you that your sins have been forgiven. Wow. 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 And if you recognize that your sins are forgiven, now you can look at your brother and sister and say, hey, I was thinking about the time my wife sat right there.
Hallelujah.
And all of a sudden she rose up and she spoke a word of prophecy.
Amen.
I still got it.
Yes.
If I would pray for her to hear it, or even you. No, don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
Amen.
Do it.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about, do it. Yeah. The word of God came out of her mouth. If you don't forgive this, my servant.
Amen.
Yes.
She was talking about this one right here.
Yes.
The one who was caught in deep sin.
Yes.
you? You caught him sin?
Oh, yes.
Did God catch you a sinner? Did he find you? How did he find you when he found you? How did he find you? Boy, come on, you can change your face. Stubborn. And you sit there and justify your long room because you think you know something. What do you know about something? They're sinners. Isn't that something? And you people here are sinners that have repented. So what do you do about that? Stubborn?
Yes, Lord.
You know it's right for me to tell you to rejoice.
Amen.
You know that. You know it's right for you to rejoice.
Yes.
We don't want to tell you, we show you.
Yes.
We have to be put off.
Yes.
We know you got no right to do that. Every right in the world. I want the righteousness of God. Stubborn. God. And I'm going to go back to quote the scripture or the little verse that, as far as I'm concerned, was inspired.
Yeah.
Anointed.
Yeah.
I want you to understand.
Hallelujah.
Or to believe.
Hallelujah.
How close. And then I told you what God meant by that.
Right.
Yes.
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 What did I say was going to happen?
The shutting of the door.
And when the door shut, then what happens? What happens? When what's the master? Rises up and shuts the door. Then many will seek to enter, but they won't be able because your cane took advantage of you.
Right.
I can't. And so you lost your able. You're able to love one another.
Yes.
You're able to forgive one another.
Yes.
You're able. You are able. We are well able. We are well able.
Yes.
What the hell's wrong with you, Steve? Are you? You become so despicable, so unbelievable.
Yes.
Oh, he looks so very willing, doesn't he?
Hallelujah.
You see, and you're going to say, what do you know? What do I do? I know Steve. I know the spirit that he operates on. I've known him for years. I asked a question years ago. Doesn't it trouble you? Even the last couple of months when he showed such great willingness here, I still wouldn't let him move on the land. Why?
Oh,
and so you people, you're on the land, and I still won't let you live. Because you won't live the way you ought to live.
Right.
So you're here, but you're not here, are you?
Right.
Oh.
Praise your name, O Lord.
Why, I let you stay in the tabernacle this morning, sir. You know how many people I keep out? You know, if you come to that door and I don't even let them in, and here you are. You see what I'm doing right now? I'm finding out whether I can let you stay. If I find some kind of a contrary spirit, you're going. Isn't he nice? That don't fool me. I go right behind, get right down to the heart. Now you gotta believe that. I don't know what you came to do, but I'll find out. I don't know what you came to do, some of you.
Right,
we'll find out.
Amen.
But I know I came to do.
Hallelujah.
I came to worship God.
God bless you.
Baptist church said.
No.
Shorter Methodist church said.
No.
Shorter Roman Catholic church said.
No.
That's not my commission.
Amen.
My commission is to cry aloud.
Hallelujah.
Spare not. Spare not. Don't spare Christopher. Don't spare Chris. Don't spare snot nose over here when he talks back to you.
Hallelujah.
Don't spare that one. Don't spare Andrew. Don't spare Brother Conley. Don't spare Dennis Larrabee. Don't spare
him.
Boy, you think sooner or later you'd be so great
that
I still let you come through that door. But they soon
today. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Glory
to
God.
I'm a doorkeeper. If the door's shut, I'll know it. And when it's shut, you ain't coming in. But you don't fear that, do you? Oh, I'll just push my way in. No. Unless you strive to enter in, you're not going to get in. Because once the door is shut, all your striving will be in vain if you're on the outside. You can push and shove. You can kick and knock it. It ain't going to open. And that is designed by the Spirit of God to teach you godly fear.
Yes.
That message that God gave, it was designed as a warning.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Would you like to hear it?
Thank you, God.
Would you listen to it again?
Sure.
I even told you when the man spoke. I even told you. Somebody tell me how that man got up there to preach. I deliberately walked out into the garden. Isn't that where I found you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I was in the ready room, and God said, I want you to have Christopher preach today. So I was looking for him.
Hallelujah.
I didn't ask him if he wanted to. I just told him,
all right,
you're
going to
preach. That's the way it was. I had no idea what he was going to preach. I don't tell folk what to preach. I will tell them what not to preach.
Hallelujah.
And if they preach something that's not supposed to be preached, then I'll stop them. And all right, do it. Don't make no difference. This ministry was set up to do a certain job.
Hallelujah.
You either add to it, because I'm sure not going to let you take it away from it.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to cause anybody to question the man of God.
Amen.
I'm not even going to let you do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, but I got it right. No, you don't.
Hallelujah.
God didn't ask you to. If he should raise me up.
Glory.
He didn't ask you what kind of a man you'd like me to be.
Glory.
Oh, we don't like that, do we?
Glory.
Just look and start to squirm again.
Glory.
It's no wonder you sit there in disarray you want to blame me for it. Because you don't believe God.
Amen.
God said you believe the prophet.
Yes.
Well, how are you going to know who the prophet is? A world of prophets. They're all saying they got the word of God. Boy, you stubborn people! Your faces are just... Well, I can go along with that on this condition.
My Lord.
Oh, bless you,
we need a quote for you again, though, because he came in that day and he preached. I was sitting over here. I heard him preach the whole sermon.
Thank you, Lord.
That was 12 years ago? 16 years ago.
My Lord.
Boy, we've been long suffering, haven't we?
Hallelujah.
Oh, have mercy. Woo! How long were you here before I rebuked you?
About 5 days.
You were a pretty good old Joe, too. You know, a Sunday school teacher, well versed in the scriptures. Well, you knew God pretty well. And here I am rebuking right away. I even tell you about that, too. Boy, you peanut brains! I was walking down the road. He was walking, working over the garden. I took one look at him and said, God said he's having trouble with Dave Morata. I walked over and said, well. I said, you've had trouble all day, haven't you? How do you like that? Isn't that what shovels you with anyway? Huh? Yeah. It's 16 years ago. He just came here.
Hear that?
My God, folks, you hear this?
Oh, bless you.
The first thing I do was get on him. Hey, come on, you have to live with Dave Morata now.
Hallelujah.
We had to live with him and die with him.
Yeah.
And because we live with him,
glory,
we can die with him.
Glory.
Glory. We can bless God for his life and bless God for his death. Oh, my. I'm so proud I got to know Dave Morata. I got to know him in life.
Yeah.
Got to know him in death.
Yeah.
And I can testify. He lived in faith.
Yes.
He died in faith.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I even tried to tell you about Dave Morata.
Glory.
Right on his deathbed, my heart was crying. I couldn't understand why God taking Dave Morata.
My Lord.
Every one of these people that God took, like Dave Morata and Rick, I... God and I had a real down. I told God if he let Rick die, he can go to hell. Not Rick, him. How can you let this man die?
Hallelujah.
I wonder how I got by with stuff like that.
Jesus.
I talked to God, he talked to me. And I talk just as smart to him as he talks to me. You, would you like me to illustrate what I did down by the river? When I walked in, I heard these girls screaming and crying. I looked and I saw Rick and I knew he was going. You people.
Jesus.
You mean to tell me you can't somehow get out of yourself and picture this?
Yes.
You mean you can't picture this? I walked in there with all the boys, they were screaming. Give me an example, girls. Come on. Down on their knees crying out to God,
yes,
believing God was going to keep Rick alive.
Yes,
hey!
Yes,
hallelujah.
Very real.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, bless you.
I didn't stay, did I? Did I? I turned around and walked out. And I went to talk to the boss man.
Hallelujah.
Hey, folks, I'll tell you what I'll do for you again.
Hallelujah.
I will be very gracious with you. I will stop for just a second. You got enough time to get the hell out of here. You're not going to keep on sitting around with that damn look on your face, mocking God, because you don't have the ability or the desire to really understand.
My Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah, what I did is I walked over to a little bridge that walks across to the island.
Yeah.
And I looked up and said, what the hell are you doing? Rick's been such a blessing. It was Rick's $250,000
right.
That got me on shortwave radio.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
You hear me?
Yes.
And then he goes and he leaves his wife in my charge. He could die in peace because he left you in good hands. Don't forget it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hey, I told you. You're excused. You don't want to be reproved. You don't want to be corrected. If we're going to worship God, we got to worship righteously.
Hallelujah.
We can't do it in our own way.
No.
They that worship God stubborn people. I fell on my face right there where that little hump goes down. You know where you live. This little hump goes down before you go to the bridge. I fell on my face. I said, God, you let this man die, you go to hell. Why would you do that? You know, God laughed at me. He wasn't shocked me. He knew my heart. I had God laugh at me right here. He might even use some of you to laugh at me. See, I went out in the garden and I said to him, I want you to preach. And I had no idea what he was going to preach. I sat there and he preached. And what he preached was a message that should have ended this ministry 12 years ago. Should have ended my life. What the hell? You people did not hear what that man said. He was preaching about the testimony of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me? What do you think this ministry came up with? The coming of Christ in your lifetime. 19 years ago? 16 years ago? And we're still here? Has the message changed? Are you still alive? Is Rick still alive? Is David Robb still alive? Will it be in their lifetime? Sure will. Sure will. Yeah. People struggle with that all the time. Well, people died since you said that, but it's still their lifetime. They lived in this lifetime. They lived in this generation. They lived in this time of message. And Christ will come in their lifetime. Finally gave up trying to live in the flesh for you people. You really are some. I'd like to know what kind of words can penetrate your hardened hearts. Because that's what your heart, stiffness and hardness of heart. He came and preached that sermon. And according to that sermon that night he preached it, I should not be alive today. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go back and I'll pull it up off my records. And we'll let you hear it again. I'm sorry. You'll do the same thing you've done for years. You won't listen. You won't really pay me. Will you pay attention to this message?
I want you to understand how close this is.
And he's telling this to us 16 years ago.
How very close. Necessary for all of the apostates. All of you that are not going to let go of your stubbornness, your rebellion, your defiance,
let it go,
your despite, your self-will, you must necessarily be on the outside of the door with all the rest of the foolish virgins when the door is shut.
If you're not going to let it go, you keep holding on to it. Your stubbornness, your self-will, because you are apostate. Well, I don't believe you're the prophet that I believed you were when I came. Okay. again?
Bless the Lord.
The Lord can't get a real positive answer out of that one, can we?
Bless you, Lord.
You still believe I'm the one that God pointed out to you 40 years ago? You mean he's the same today he was then?
You
still require the same thing from you as he required then? What did he require? And then what else? Huh? What else? If I remember what you told me, you said you can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have I done things that could have justified your leaving?
Hallelujah. All that.
What kept you? God's word. You can't leave. What keeps Christ with you? God's word. I won't leave. I think you ought to leave the word of God. Boy, oh boy. See, that little saying, that I had to deal with that. Because according to him, I'd have been dead already.
Amen.
He was preaching very deeply under conviction. He was talking about the one who testified to the coming of Christ.
Amen.
I said, in yes, your lifetime. Is it still your lifetime? Is it still David Morales' lifetime? Did he live in this time? Did Rick live in this time? Did they partake of this last generation message? This is the time? This is the day? This is the hour? Did they believe it to the day they died? Did they apostatize when they came down to die? Did they start questioning the prophet dead? I still remember walking in the day room one night, and he was just being torn apart. And he looked over at me and said, Brother Stair, he said, will you forgive me for all the times I hindered you? You know, like some of you guys do? Try second guess me? Want to talk above me? They hindered me. Just like I tell you what you do. Some of you folk hinder me. How you doing now? You want to second guess me on this story right here? According to that man's preaching that night, I should already be dead.
Hallelujah.
And if that had been, as he preached it, he should be already dead. We should all be already gone. And he dealt with apostasy. See, Dave Morata and Rick did not die in unbelief.
Amen.
They died in belief.
Yes.
And they both made it very clear they believed in the prophet.
Hallelujah.
They believed the message of the prophet. Oh! I'll do it again. You're accused, folks. Do yourself no harm by sitting here with that stupid rebellion. Because you're going to harm yourself very, very much. You're so bright, huh? Well, you're not going to harm the church. You're doing yourself harm. You become an apostate. In case the word's too high for you, it means unbeliever. Someone who once believed, but no longer believes. An apostasy, a falling away, a falling back, a turning back, no longer believe what God gave you to believe. Because if you believe anything from God, God gave it to you. He gave you. He gave you the power to believe. And then you turn away from believing what God gave you. God gave me faith to believe. And this is the last generation. He gave me faith to believe to preach it. He gave me faith to proclaim. Sure don't look like it, though. just hollered, "That's the truth." Well, so I said, "Say it again."
Right.
Oh, boy, acknowledge the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I told you, people, how I talk to God, how God talks to me, and I told you, He laughs at me. I made you what you are, and you're going to be what I want you to be.
Thank you, Lord.
The end's going to be just like I said it. You know what? After preaching for years and years and years, that the third thing that God said He was going to do with me, and everything God ever done with me, He done it in spite of me.
Right.
He always had to put me in a position where I couldn't do nothing else except. Yes, that my point?
Yes.
What do you think he allows you to sin, or you let you allow sins? He puts you in a position where you have to repent.
Thank you, Lord.
Because if you don't think you have to repent or have no sin, then you ain't going to repent of anything, are you?
Amen.
Are you? And except you repent, you'll perish like everybody else out there who won't repent. You spiritual faggots. You spiritual prostitutes. You spiritual whores.
My Lord.
You spiritual transgenders. You know, Christian 1 hour, back and forth, double-minded. You're adulterers. You're fornicators. You're blasphemers. Repent.
Yes, Lord.
Was me. I repent because I still believe you save sinners. I repent because I still believe you'll hear me. Glory be to God.
Oh.
Apostasy. I'm trying to get the point across. You see, you would not be stubborn or self-will if you did not first apostatize. We'll not have this man rule over us. I'm not going to let him tell me what to do. Look what he done. Look what Jesus did. You know what Jesus did? He bore your sin. They saw messed up Christ. When he came out, he was so brand new they couldn't recognize him. He died to recognize him. The one under whom he cast 7 devils. Oh! How she wounded his heart. How? He came out of the tomb. And then he appeared to Mary, and the Bible says she supposed. She didn't even know who he was. He had taken on such a new. He was selling their weakness, praising strength. Some of God's strength.
Yes.
And the only way you're going to be able to get His strength is to become weak. For when I'm weak, you really are something. You know, I even tell you people, I told you years ago, I said, you're going to see me physically, spiritually get weak. How dare you talk to us like that, such a weak fellow like you? Because God takes the weak things.
Oh, yes, He do.
You can find somebody. For when I'm weak, then I am strong. For His strength, the strength of faith, is made perfect in my weakness. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're weak enough. You're depressed and I don't suffer depression?
Oh, yes.
All right.
You're discouraged and I don't deal with discouragement?
Okay.
Look how strong I am.
Yeah.
See, I'm strong in the Lord.
Yeah.
And in the power of His might. I'm not convinced.
All right.
Amen. Bless you, Lord. Bless
glory.
You. Hallelujah.
But, Brother Scare, yeah, I'm asking you to use your faith.
Faith.
Faith. Heads of victory. Faith. Heads of victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Raise your banner high. The banner over me is lost. You have been forgiven much. Much in every way. And here have been forgiven much. Loves much. You know how you sat down? You've been forgiven. Enough to where I look for an answer, look for something to say. What do I say to you people when I'm told you're the most rebellious? Then I say something and then find out that's exactly what you are. Now what do? Well, I rebuke you.
Yes.
And then I give it an opportunity to get over it.
Yes.
Give it up.
Yeah.
It's like right now.
Yeah.
I just gave you one.
Yeah.
I rebuke mind ever condemn you.
Amen.
Never.
Amen.
Knowing
Amen.
That you have sinned
right.
that need to be condemned,
yes,
but I found out that you have sinned
yes.
that need to be forgiven.
Yes. Magnify the sins of the flesh, and you got sins of the spirit. Apostasy, that's the sin of the spirit. An unbelieving spirit. Then you get stubborn.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the sin of the spirit. That's a spiritual thing. You can see stubbornness.
Oh, yeah.
A man's flesh is there and all of a sudden he gets stubborn. Watch, watch out, really. Watch what he
does. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Praise
you. That's what's wrong with you, Richard. You're stubborn.
Bless you.
You're stubborn.
Bless you.
You're stubborn. And if you insist on being stubborn, because you don't believe, but I don't believe you. You said,
yes,
oh, I don't believe you. That's your apostle.
Glory.
You're apostle.
Yeah.
Glory.
I don't have to believe you.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy Spirit comes and says, that's a sin. I don't have to believe that. Yeah, the Holy Spirit just told us that stubbornness,
yes.
rebellion,
yes.
self-will,
yes.
and defiance is a sin.
Amen.
They're not physical sins. They manifest themselves in the flesh, but they are spiritual sins.
Yes.
They're in the spiritual realm.
Oh, yes, Lord. Glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
How are you doing with that?
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't believe it to you in the past.
Sweet Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You need to believe when God speaks to you about your sin.
Yes,
you need to believe it.
Oh, yes,
you need to believe what he says.
Yes.
His intent is not to condemn you.
Right,
his intent
right.
is to convict you.
Yes.
His intent is to draw you to him so he can forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. From her, but from many of you.
Oh,
why don't you curse God? Stop saying that God raised you up. Stop saying that God sent you. That you're a cult.
Lord! Yes, Lord. Glory. Lord,
nobody here does that, do they? You did it for almost 2 years, sir. Almost 2 years while you were popping out of your mouth. Oh, you're the man of God.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Then he will come and say, Lord, Lord, you're the Lord.
Oh,
yeah, you're Lord. So let us in.
Oh, God. Hello. Now you could tell me that's not but. Are you spirit, huh? Many will come in that day and they will say, Lord, Lord, Lord,
Lord,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Lord.
Amen.
Well,
yeah. Oh, bless you.
Now you just mock me time and time again because that's what most of us do. We're the Laodicean church. And God said, we say we're rich.
My Lord.
And we are increased with good. We embrace the name of the credit prosperity gospel. And God wants us to have houses and lands and cars and wives and families and things like that. No, God wants you to have eternal life. Stories in the Bible are so unique. I remember the first time I saw the story where it said, and Jesus looked on them with anger. That, come on. Because I was told in the Philadelphia church age that God don't get angry, that he don't get weary, that he don't get tired. Yeah. Yeah. He's such a positive God. Well, when Jesus came, he was God. He got weary. He got tired. He got hungry. He got rejected. Oh, man. He was tempted in all points with weariness, with tiredness.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What Jesus have you had preached to you?
Thank you, Lord.
Which one do you really know?
My Lord.
You know the one that come flying into Jerusalem and everybody's hollering, Hosanna? 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 Woo! Everybody, hey, Jesus coming. Glory, 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 Hosanna, hallelujah. Woo! The King is coming. That's what they were doing. That's what they were doing.
Amen.
Hmm? 2 days later, hollering away with them. Don't you know the Christian world is saying away with the coming of Christ? Away with them. Prosperity gospel. Get all your blessings down here. Away with them. You know what you're doing? You don't know what you're doing?
Hallelujah.
Are you going to say the Lord gave you money, now you're going to take it away? You mean God's going to take all this money, give us, take it away? I said, I want
You have any idea? Would you like to hear? $750,000. You hear me? I was commanded to turn it over to the court. It had been taken away from me. Come on, people. $750,000? Hello? Hello? And I even told you the day they called me and said, Mr. Steady, you got to turn that money to the court. I went to the bank as fast as I could. I was so excited that I could get that out of my hand. Was anybody around the day I went down to the bank and turned that over? Were you around? I could only wait to get down there. I run into the court, and Mr. Cook is the president of the court. I said, Mr. Cook, he said, yeah, Brother Terry. He said, we just got an order from the court that you're supposed to turn over your CD. Hey, people, God's sake, listen to me. Don't you go. See, even the bank couldn't turn it over until I had to sign it. I had to do it. I could have fought that. I could have went to court and fought that, and we finally did. Yeah. We did go to court and fight. Yeah. And the court gave it back to us. Yeah. With interest. Yeah. Wow! Yeah. Wow! Yeah. Wow!
Thank you, Lord.
I still remember the woman that I gave it to. She was so glad when she could give it back. She had to give back $850,000 because they had to give interest on it. And actually, they had to pay me more interest than the bank was paying me. Boy, you are really hard to deal with, people. By law, they had to pay so much interest on something. And the CD was paying me less interest. You better believe it, boy. When I didn't know you, I remember when the old judge of the Supreme Court judge, Supreme Court of South Carolina, Catholic, in the Supreme Court chair. And boy, when they threw the charge at me, she said, okay, he might be a crook. Who knows? I don't know. That's not for me to judge. But you have no right to give money to a church and then ask for it back. You give something, you give it, don't look for it back. And she turned it over and said, give his money back to him. Hallelujah. And when they gave it back, they didn't give it back to Faith Cathedral, they gave it back to me because I am Faith Cathedral. I am Faith Cathedral. I'm a man full of faith and I worship God in faith. I am Faith Cathedral. Time we get your brother to do that, boy. Did you see them old blueberries go? Did you see the little peaches go the other day? We did that all to the Lord. Come on. Took the words from our hands and said, woo! Lord said, freely I've received. Now come on. Don't throw them away. Don't waste them. Clean them up. I don't know what you came to do. The Bible tells you whatsoever you do in word or deed, in the field, in the garden, anywhere, do it unto the Lord as worship unto God. My God, why can't you people understand that? Then you get more pleasure out of working on the cars if you know you're doing it as worship to God. You got a job out there to do, just take the Lord along with you. He'll talk over your shoulder. He'll strengthen you. He'll make a way. He'll fix it up. Let Jesus let him fix it for you. He knows just what to do. So whenever you pray, let him have his way. And let Jesus let him fix it. How many folks need a fix up job?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, God. Thank you, God. Glory, glory. Thank you, Father.
And he said unto them, you are they which justify yourselves before men.
My God.
What's the matter? You didn't know this in the book?
Yeah.
And Jesus talking to the Pharisees, the Sadducees,
right.
And the Pharisees also who were covetous men, heard all these things and they derided him. They disagreed with him.
Jesus.
What did they agree with? No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God in them.
Amen.
You cannot serve God and be in his church and be in the world church.
Amen.
You cannot love the world and love God.
No.
You just cannot. You love one and hate the other. You hate the world.
Yes.
Hate the thing of the world.
Amen.
Really?
Yes.
Amen.
Glory.
If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, or the money that God gives you, or the opportunities in this world that God gives you, unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you the true riches?
All right now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
You're God's riches.
Hallelujah.
And God committed them to me.
Right.
Because he found out that I don't love the riches of the world.
Amen.
Or even the praise of men.
Amen.
Praise of men don't puff me up. No way.
Hallelujah.
There's not too many men to lift me up. It's really amazing that God keeps lifting me up.
Amen.
Why? Because he trusted with me with the true riches of lifting him up. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men all over the world. Here's a mouth that lifts up the name of Jesus and his coming soon. My God, people. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to get across to you folks. It's just, we're such a rebellious people. This mouth lifts up the name of Jesus and his present will to this last generation, to the people of God, wherever they may be, in dungeons, in prisons, in sacraments, they can hear, he's coming. I told you the other day, all these other ministries, they're not dealing with the coming of Christ.
Right.
They're dealing with the end of the world.
Right.
And they don't make them the same.
Right.
So that's why they're telling you to survive in this life.
Right.
Learn how to.
Amen.
The survivalists, they call themselves,
right,
have nothing to do with your soul.
Right.
Right.
My Lord.
Lord.
Somebody said, Brother Jericho, take our guns away.
Yeah.
I've already given them up. I ain't gonna take my guns away. I got a gun they can't take away. I got two swords, that's enough. I need to arm myself, I'm armed. I know we sing a song that had the arm of the Lord in it. My singer's not here this morning, huh? Is that it?
The name
is his arm. That's right.
All right.
Yeah, the name of the Lord is a strong arm. Yeah. You can win in his name.
Yes.
You can overcome in his name.
Yes.
You can be saved in his name.
Yes.
You can be redeemed in his name.
Yes.
You can rejoice in his name.
Yes.
Don't tell me you don't want to be joined in his name.
Yes.
Use his arm. A strong arm.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What's the devil in your mouth with it? Give him a big old slap. Ain't that right?
Right. Hallelujah.
Now, I didn't know those scriptures were there because I was looking for something else. I got the other part, but just, as I started looking, I said, wow, look at that. Look at that. Hmm? He that is faithful in that which is least.
Right.
Is faithful also in much.
Amen.
And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Boy, he's laying right in the line, ain't he? If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which was another man's, who shall give you that which is your own?
Amen.
That which is required of a steward. Somebody want to tell me who I've not been faithful with around here? The least of all. You want, if you tell me I've not been faithful to you, being honest with you, you tell me. A man came to me some years ago. He was floored. He said, Brother Stanley, he said, are you messing with that woman? I said, yeah. He said, you admit it? I said, sure. I said, I'm sure glad you saw it. He said, but I'm surprised you acknowledge it. I said, well, will you pray for me, please?
Oh, God.
You see what I'm doing wrong? Will you pray for him, please?
Hallelujah.
That's being faithful, isn't it?
Amen. Faithful, yes, Lord.
And if you pray to him, he is faithful.
Yes.
And
yes.
And he'll take care of what you commit to him.
Yes.
I laid in my bed last night and I prayed for every one of you again. I started to pray for my wife because she cut me very deeply. And I said, God, she just doesn't know what she's doing. And she probably tunes in a little bit. She tunes in every Saturday morning just a little bit. Then I'll say something. See, now if I was really wise, I wouldn't say nothing about it. But I had the wisdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Because the only reason she's around and in here is because God is keeping you. And he's keeping you so
to put you under my charge. There's no way that the woman or any of you is going to be saved and you keep getting off under my charge. Now mock me again. I'm faithful to you. I'm faithful to you. I know about your rebellion, your sin, your stubbornness, and I'm faithful to tell you so. Because you're not going to overcome it except by the faith. You've got to be restored in your apostasy, in your believing. Because unless you believe it, you'll never overcome it. You won't even try. Believing is a strong thing. Believing to the saving of your soul. Lord, I believe. Can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one. I hate my flesh. I abhor it. When I come out and I say, are you abhorring your flesh yet?
No, Lord.
Did you hate your own life?
No.
You'll never love God fully until you hate your
own life.
Now you know how to manifest hate, don't you? It always shows how, you know. These spirits of love and hate. You hate the way you're looking this morning again? Looking out of the corner of your eye and going to look the man of God in the face because you hate the way you're...
Hallelujah.
That garment of praise that God gives, that garment of righteousness that you hate. Your flesh hates righteousness.
Yes.
Hate it.
Yes.
Do you hate the flesh?
Yes.
You mean to tell me you don't know how to hate?
Oh.
You know how to love?
Amen. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You know how to do one, you know how to do the other. One's positive, the other's negative. One is doing, the other's do not. Do not love the flesh, love God.
Yes.
See, one do and one do not. You still exercise your will.
Amen.
And if you will to do his will is that you love him and hate the flesh. That's his will. And if you will to do his will, boy, oh boy, you stubborn, rebellious house! What the hell's wrong with you people?
Hallelujah.
And you won't receive the truth.
Glory.
And I know exactly why you don't. Well, if it was anybody but you. And God said he put his word in my mouth.
Yeah.
Did he put a lie there?
Yeah.
Did he lie to me?
No.
Well, God wouldn't talk like that. Look how he's talking there. Just look how God is talking. Just look how God in the flesh is talking. Look! Look how God is talking. For when they knew God, how do they know God? In the Word, to begin with the Word. Now here's the Word, God loves them. And they don't know it's God. That's who's talking to them, the Word of God. Well, you got it right there.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Paul said, before whom Jesus Christ has evidently demonstrated right in your presence.
Yes.
Who was doing it? Who was doing it?
Oh, God.
Paul!
Yes.
He was a stand-in for Jesus Christ!
Hallelujah.
When you saw Paul, you
You know, I can tell when these people out there hear me, even though they don't want to acknowledge me. A fellow wrote last night, he was talking about the mark of the beast and about the same-sex marriage.
Right.
And he was trying to tell everybody that we're going to have to reject that. He's telling the church you're going to lose your 501c.
Right.
Nope. What did I tell you folk about the 501c years and years ago? Every single time I've told you, we have a 501c.
Amen.
Do you know most of these survivors and guys, patients, they reject it? They think I've made a deal with the government. Only deal I made with the government has to do with finances. But then I had to add. You think 501c is just given like that? I had to make an agreement with the government that they would not make anybody who gives to this ministry, like to do the Red Cross or Salvation Army or the Catholic Church or to Elks Lodge, any non-profit, you can donate to them and you don't have to pay taxes on it. That means they're subsidized by the government.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know how much of your life is subsidized by the government? How about your Social Security check? How about your land out here? You don't think we're at the buy this land or turn on our lights and subject ourselves for the benefits of the government?
Amen.
How about cashing your paycheck?
Right. Hallelujah.
So what do? We obey the government.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Until they demand us to disobey God.
Amen.
Then we obey God.
Amen.
Rather than
Amen.
And that's what the mark of the beast is all about. That's what the New World Order is all about.
Yes.
Are you going to obey God? Or they will not bow down and worship,
Amen.
Or submit to, or partake of the world economic system and the world government, will they cause to be put to death?
Yes.
I want you to know how close this is. Chuck, you have the debt when the day comes and we'll have your money in the bank and we can't go get it without selling our soul. And I keep telling you, what are you going to say? Hey, Christopher, I need this, I need that, Christopher. I turned my money in or I did this, I need that.
Jesus.
See, they don't believe me. Isn't that something, how the money stuck in the bank up there and you can't give it? I think y'all do. Leave it at the punch. Just like I'm doing. I get rid of the money as fast as I can. Tell them, boy, you deal with the bank account. How much do I hold back?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Because I don't want that thing to come money locked in the bank. Because we won't be able to get it out without selling ourselves. I don't know how God's going to do it. The Lord will make a way somehow. As beneath the cross I bow. So I say to my soul, take courage. Don't you know the world's going to say to you and me, you're not going to finish your course? We're going to cut you off unless you do this, unless you do that. We'll put you in jail and we'll... We'll take your house away from you.
Hallelujah.
We'll take your children away from you.
Yeah.
We're not going to let you keep your children if you don't provide them a good house to live in. You wicked people, how you sit there and defy that kind of instruction. You're so wicked in your heart.
Amen.
Good, and when all hope that we should be saved, our checks, our farm, our homes, our cars, our family. What are you hoping for?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Hey, brother! Thank you. Well, I got that soldier ready, don't I? Being ready from now on. Any kind of, he wants it, I'm ready. Church, all you want, you won't find hardly anybody preach those books like that. They won't touch it. They always find some way to get around. I'm trying to tell you, this is Jesus talking. No servant can serve two masters, including me. He's either my Lord and Master or Satan's master in me. Well, I got news for you. Satan ain't got nothing on me. Because I met the master, and he mastered. Now, so I do what he tells me to do. He said, your sin, confess it. I did it. He said, your sin, turn from driving every day to do it. There I am. And the one sin I'm striving against is the one that sets, upsets everybody. Unbelief. I'm fighting like hell not to be overcome with unbelief. Oh, I believe Jesus is coming. I believe it, and I'll scream it. I yell it. I holler it. I'll get on the ground. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. In your generation, in your lifetime, that's why we do what we're doing. If we did not believe that this was a generation, that's why I hate these preachers to get out there and talk about the coming of Christ and somewhere around 20,000, 60. No, that's not what we're told. Can God keep you alive another 50 years? Sure he can. You don't have to keep me alive at least for another 3 years. And boy, I disagree with him on that one. I really do.
Hallelujah.
I have a desire to depart. I want to get out of this fight. Just fighting to live, just fighting to die. And God used faith all the time, or I lose every time.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I'm just trying to get your sympathy, ain't I?
Oh, Jesus.
Ain't I, huh?
Hallelujah.
It would be too much for you to say because he lives.
Yes, hallelujah.
I say,
oh, yes, Lord.
Walking after their own lust because they are covetous. They mock the prophet because they covet the position. They covet the authority. So they mock him, trying to disannul him. What's the matter? You're not guilty, are you, brother? Huh? I mean, you know, I could be taken out of this community and it would move right on. It would grow great. It would become mighty old boy. Yes. Just kill the old prophet. And, Who do you think you are? I'm the prophet. I'm the shine. I'm the last hour, the last day. The last day prophet, the last hour prophet. The last hour comes in before dawn. Before the coming of the Lord. Oh, come on, people. You sometimes you're not even worth talking to. You're really not. How you receive such a... For instance, I had the Lord tell me the other day about the shepherds. Now, see, all these people out here call themselves watchmen. That's one of the things they call themselves. And they got a lot of good stuff because they're watching. But they're not as smart as those guys back there. They were shepherds who were watching over the flock by night. Isn't that commendable? Isn't that commendable? We got watchmen out here who are watching over the flock in this night season. Isn't that commendable? Huh?
Yes.
Thank you. Midnight, 3:00 in the morning, they're walking around watching over. Done it many days, over and over again. Then all at once they looked up, and there appeared the sign.
Hallelujah.
We saw a star appear.
Hallelujah.
Just before the coming of the...
Hallelujah.
We saw a star. He's born.
Hallelujah.
We saw a star appear. And immediately after the tribulation shall be darkened, the moon shall not give us light, and then shall... Gonna rise up to the end. I'm gonna appear in the sky. Get every eye gonna look up and see it.
Yeah.
Every.
Oh God. Oh.
Hallelujah. Don't you know how important Jesus' death was? Because following his death was a resurrection. Do you know how important my death is gonna be? Following my death is a resurrection. Do you know how important Rick's death was? And they were testimony to the resurrection. Oh my God. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, come on. Huh? Where are you at?
Oh my God. Glory.
Instead of putting water on the fire, you gotta put some oil on it. Make it burn brighter. Don't try to put it out. What's the guilty look about? I think that's a unique verse.
Hallelujah.
And the Pharisees also. Pharisees, lawkeepers. Paul said concerning the law, a Pharisee of the Pharisees, I was blameless. He said, when I got to know Jesus Christ, he said, all that was worthless. They all became dumb. Bunch of blah. Do y'all want to brag about what you know? About what you've been? And what you've done? And I have more.
Amen.
He shut them out too, you know. Because they knew Paul.
Right.
It's a remarkable thing that Paul was alive when Jesus was hung on the cross. Paul sat in on the Pharisees as they judged Jesus Christ. He was there. And yet his eyes were not open until later on. Before God could open his eyes, he had a blinding. He just couldn't see that Jesus was the promised one. See, the Pharisees were different than the Sadducees because they believed in the resurrection. In the resurrection. Then when Paul came along, a testimony to the resurrection, they began to fight him. He said, I'm standing being judged.
spirit on you. I hate it too. Isn't that condescending? You ought to hate yourself the way you respond. He said unto them, I'm reading from the book, folks. You are they which justify yourself before men. Isn't that what you do sometimes when you come against me? You look to each other trying to justify yourself with your little snark on your face. Ah, well. He's right, but he ain't right there. See? And you sit like a bunch of damn fools and think I don't know what you're doing. You fool. Slow of heart to believe. One of the guys writing last night, talking about the mark of the beast and transgender. He said, I want to, he said, he's telling people, all you Christians out here in America, you're soon going to have to put up or shut up. He said, now what you need to do, and it's amazing how I caught it. Because I know the man heard me. I know there's no reason why he would have wrote what he wrote. It had not, they heard me. He said, you need to believe on Jesus, not the prophet. Why would he say that? Why? Because I insist that I'm the prophet. If you believe in God, then you believe also in me. Who do you think you are? I know who I am. I am what I am by the grace of God. I'm the sign. I'm the messenger. I'm the last one. This is the end of the end. My end, your end, and his end. But you know, all things concerning Jesus has an end. Jesus came to save you. He's going to end it by saving you. Down from the very heart, look at someone and say, what a preacher. Jerry, I didn't tell you what to do. Why do you always act like you don't know what to do?
Hallelujah.
I just told you what to do.
What a preacher.
Hallelujah. Did it hurt? Oh. Try it again.
What a preacher.
We're not going to give you praise.
Hallelujah.
I'm not the preacher.
Amen.
The preacher's in here. Preach it, bro. Don't do that. I didn't get this from going to college to learn how to preach like that. I got this from the very throne of heaven. What a preacher. What a preacher.
What a preacher.
You might get saved after a while. Well, if they ever heard you do that, they'd give you a bigger check. They would say you're under distress.
Woo! What a preacher!
And he said unto them, you are, this is Jesus talking.
Jesus.
Oh, Christ wouldn't talk like that. Come on, people, I'm reading it for you.
Jesus
talking to Pharisees.
Yes,
yeah.
Jesus.
Who actually believes that he's coming.
Right. Yes, Jesus.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection of life.
Yes.
And appeared before the Pharisee who believed in the resurrection or the coming of Christ, and they didn't even know.
Hallelujah.
I mean, if the prophet really showed up, would you know?
Jesus.
Would you question them?
No.
They did him, didn't they?
Yes. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
You're not guilty, are you, folk, huh? Question the prophet, question the God who raised him up, are you, huh?
and your question got to the point you start doubting.
Right.
Are you the one?
Jesus.
Or should we look for another? Isn't that something? That demands the one to say, I am the one.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. You like that?
Oh, Jesus.
Elijah must first come. Are you the one, Brother Jeff? Well, at the right time. Elijah had to wait for the right time.
Amen.
Because he was a measure of time. I can't believe it. I can't believe this. How you folks sit there.
Lord.
Well, brother, I believe that, but Elijah must first come. Must. And what? I have a bunch of things.
Yes, Lord.
Some of you folk have gone so far away from the conviction that God gave you, and because you become apostatized, then you become stubborn. Then become self-willed. Self-righteous. Self-justification. I got a right to doubt. No, you don't.
Amen. Okay.
No, you don't.
Amen.
You have no right to doubt your brother and sister. No, you don't.
Amen.
They don't have to measure up to your standard.
Amen.
As long as they measure up with the measure of faith, where they can say, I'm a child of God. I'm your brother. That's a full measure, folks. That's a full measure. Now I belong to Jesus. Full measure. Testify. Proclaim it. Walk for it. Now are we the sons of God. Doesn't yet appear. But immediately after the tribulation, because that's not what I looked for.
Amen.
What I looked for was the next story.
Jesus.
The law and the prophets were unto John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. For it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail with the word of God. Every word accomplished what God sent us to do. The law accomplished, as far as you and I are concerned, what it was given to us. The law was given to give us a knowledge of sin. Once we receive the knowledge of sin, then we can receive the knowledge of the one who saves from sin. Oh my God, man. And then you folks think I glorify sin. Well, I'll tell you what, when God forgives it, he glorifies your sin. Your sin be forgiven. That's all much be forgiven.
Hallelujah.
And glorify him. Oh, magnify the Lord.
Thank you.
could see him. Because he kept talking about God, but he had never seen him. He seen what God had done, but he never seen God.
No.
So he had a little conversation with God. He said, God, he said, I've seen all your mighty works. Can I see you? If one glimpse of your face, and God said, I'll tell you what, old boy. There ain't no man in flesh can look at me. Flesh can't glory in my presence. And I said, what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to put a cleft in this rock over here. I'm going to put you down in that rock. And then I'm going to pass by. In the prison house.
Amen.
I was seeing God backside. And when I came, you said you saw the glory on me. Wow. You mean God must have passed me by and let me see his backside? Woo. Boy, looking at his backside, son, where do you think he's going to be like when we see him face to face? Between two opinions. Don't you think we ought to settle this question, who is God? If God be God, then serve him. If your God is your flesh, is your God, then serve it. Let's settle this thing.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
I am determined.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Sometimes when you start to read the Bible, looking for something, then all of a sudden you find something you really don't like to read. In the midst of all of that, because I'm really trying to get down to another verse here, but as I started down, I went through all of that already, and then this next one I'd like to just throw it away. Who's ever put it away, his wife? Commands another, commits adultery. How many of you like that one? Oh, I ain't never done that. Come on, people. If you ever looked at another woman, you commit adultery. That means you put your wife or your husband out of your life. Teacher, we're all guilty. We're all guilty. He didn't love the world. Only love God. You're a dope. You're a fornicator. You put away your faith in God and you... Come on. Come on. Come on. Are you adulterers? You fornicated? Don't you know? That you'll be a friend of the world? Look at them. Look at you looking at me. Look. You love your cars, you love your houses, you love your family, which is of the world. You love the church, it's worldly.
Glory God.
And you don't love God. That's the word of the Lord. Because they received not the love of the truth now. Oh, I believe God gave me this or God gave me that.
Hallelujah.
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 God wants you to have the best.
Hallelujah.
You see, when God speaks about the magnitude of sin in the Bible, He always brings up adultery. Because it's a sin. You adulterers?
Hallelujah.
See? You look at the world out here, how they're put. You let them find somebody who falls into a sexual sin, and boy, they magnify it. Boy, that's so terrible. And every last one of them do it. Every last one of them. You're not going to agree with me that every one of you have been guilty of adultery. Every single one of you. You have no right to throw any stones at anybody. Not at all. Now you see what kind of response I'm getting now? Or you want to justify yourself and say, oh, I got a right. No, you haven't got no right. You have no right to condemn anybody for sin. If you want to judge it as sin, then find it and take it to the judge. That's what Jesus did. He found sinners. He took them to the judge. He's sitting right now in the judgment seat. Got your name on the book. Replace Christ.
Amen.
Jesus is the one.
Yes.
Do what He does.
Yes.
Do how He does.
Yes.
Well, He don't overlook sin. He sure doesn't overlook sin. He sees everyone and then He forgives them. He doesn't overlook them. I came to Jesus. Come on! Wait, look at him. He's not even excusing you this morning. Are you going to allow the Spirit of God to convict you of your self-righteousness, your self-judging, and they seeking to justify themselves? I just read it. I just read it. That's the way Jesus talked. Jesus wouldn't talk like that. I said that's the words that Jesus said. You want me to read for you again? It's remarkable what He calls self-justification.
Hallelujah.
This is what He calls it. Ye are they which justify yourself before God.
Hallelujah.
For God knoweth your hearts.
Yes.
And the Pharisees also who were covetousness. Thou shalt not covet. Well, I said, thou shalt not cover your neighbor's wife. Sure enough. But it doesn't just deal with the neighbor's wife. It deals with covetousness itself.
Hallelujah.
Just covet.
Hallelujah.
Something that you're not supposed to have.
Hallelujah.
And you take it anyway.
Amen.
Covetousness, which is self-worship.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a preacher. What a preacher. What a preacher. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And say, seeking to justify themselves. Boy, God hates that sin. Who is he that justifies it or condemns it? It's Christ that died.
Glory!
And we are justified freely.
Glory!
By his
glory!
Wow.
Glory!
I guess you're just going to have to let them fall into deeper sin, God. They still don't understand that sovereign grace of God.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
See, if grace can't teach you what is ungodly, you won't be taught what is ungodly. Then you're frustrating grace. For the grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching to deny ungodly. So what is ungodly? Self-justification is ungodly. Failing to acknowledge your own sin is ungodly.
Amen.
I know you snottos don't like my way of saying it again. I know the middle part of the verse. I know what the rest says. So that we could live godly. What is godly?
Hallelujah. Glory.
Who afterwards should live ungodly? What is that? They don't put God in their knowledge. They don't put God in their circumstances. They remove God out of their thinking. That's ungodly. That's ungodly. Ungodly men. Certain men crept in unaware. Ungodly men. They're not putting God in their judgments. How would Christ judge this? How would Christ do that? Sin. How much grace did Christ manifest? How much truth is in Christ? Boy, oh boy! You know how precarious your souls are, people? Are you sitting there with that spirit on you? No, I'm not talking ungodly in the wrong manner. The grace of God will teach us to deny ungodly or to deny the fact that there is a God. We believe in the God. The one God, the only God.
Hallelujah.
And that grace of God should teach you that.
Hallelujah.
So afterwards you don't live without believing in God. Everything you do, keep your mind on the Lord. Well, what about if you sin? Keep your mind on the Lord. Why? Because it's godly to believe that God forgives and saves sinners. Don't do that. I know what some of your people are doing. Oh, God wouldn't talk like
that. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Right, you're excusing sin. God never excused any sin. And don't you dare even come close to saying that that's what God does with this prophet. We don't excuse sin. We just rejoice in sin forgiven. You Pharisees,
amen.
You covetousness,
amen.
Yeah, you want the revelation, huh?
Glory.
I want to be a prophet so I can be spiritual like him. You know, quite a guess? And they delivered them up because of covetousness. What were they coveting? His position, his calling, his power, his ability. God given. How many people covet each other person's forgiveness? So you try to tell them they're not forgiven. When you look at a brother and sister, you look at somebody who's been forgiven.
Yeah.
Yeah. what you're doing. Why you wouldn't take that away from me for? Is this a testimony you've been forgiven? I speak to you because your sins are forgiven. This tabernacle this morning. Oh, now the station, grace and truth. Come by the message of Jesus Christ. Whoa. Now the story I really was looking at is the next one.
Thank you.
It says there was a certain rich man.
Hallelujah.
Who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day.
Amen.
Because thou sayest, I'm rich.
Love.
Treat with good. We're faring very sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar in China or in Romania or in Iran, which was laid at his gate. Four sores! Flesh was so filthy. Can't remind you, people, can we? A multitude of our brothers and sisters that are living in filth.
Yes, Lord.
And they still got to have faith in God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Look at you. You can't even picture it, can you? Every time I think about what I go through, I think about how Richard Wurmbrand, who was a Jewish man,
amen,
who believed on Christ.
Thank you, God.
Remarkable, who finally got him out of prison. We know God did, but he used a certain group of people to do it. Why the hell won't you? Why don't you all just admit it's you're a bunch of ignorant people and you don't know much about anything?
Amen.
And Richard Wurmbrand was finally had the Lutheran Church of Scandinavia pay his bond. The Lutheran Church. You know the one where the just shall... Or don't you know the foundation of the Lutheran Church? You don't know Martin Luther. What God took that Roman Catholic priest and turned on the light on just one simple little... The just shall live by faith. And that message is still... That light... Oh, what a bright light.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. How could you live like that, Mr. Wurmbrand, for 14 years? In the last 4 years, this is it. He never saw the face of another human being. He never saw the sunlight for 4 long years. He would pass his time feeding little crumbs to mice and to roaches, anticipating a good meal. Ah, you don't expect us to believe that way. You'd be surprised what you would do if you was all alone.
Amen.
And you never saw a fake day after day. And
A little mouse would come out and say hi. A little roach would call you and say hi. Nice to see you. And he with life would make you feel.
Yeah.
Oh yes, Lord.
And then those little roaches would end up giving their life for him. Who gonna believe that story? Yeah, the man used to feed the little mice. You know, they give him a little bread and water every day. So he takes some of the bread and he feeds the mouse to get some protein. Boy, we are something. How our mind cannot conceive.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
You gotta always bring that back to stories like that. William Brenham.
Yes, Lord.
He's dead. David Wilkinson. He's dead. Yes. Smith Wigglesworth. He's dead.
Lord.
All these great witnesses to the resurrecting power of God. Mighty men.
Yes, Lord.
Men whose reputation, William Brenham, he's dead. Rick is dead. Are they there? Yeah. Moses is dead. All these fine witnesses, they're dead. What's that got to do with me? Well, as I was with those men in life and with them in death, so will I be with you. As he was with the early church, many of them died and were martyred. All of them died so you could live.
Hallelujah.
I was with them in death, I'll be with you in life.
Amen.
God, I wish to somewhere. And then we call alive.
Yes, Lord.
And remain. Now we strengthen those things that remain.
Amen.
We which are alive and remain. How do we strengthen each other? Why, in the faith. My God, somebody, come on! Boy, oh boy. Well, Brother Stan, you don't speak faith to us. That's all I ever do. First I put you down, then I tell you. Come on.
Amen.
We are conquerors.
Yes.
What are we going to conquer? Sin? Flesh? And the grave. Hallelujah. And yeah. We are more than conquerors. Go ahead, baby. I hear you well. Let me tell you, sister, son, no matter whether you think you sing or not, every time the crowd is singing, your voices always stand up.
Amen.
You girl.
Amen.
Sometimes you even start a song. Can you start one for me now? When you're not praying in the prayer room, somebody will call and say, Brother, what's wrong down here? Don't those people know how good they have it? We don't have nobody to pray with. We have nobody to talk to but the Lord. Don't those people know how blessed they are?
Amen.
Or Woo, sure did love them sisters saying. You mean they're hearing them all the way over? That little thing up there? Where's that mic at? There's one over there. There's one right up there. Look at that. So when you lift up your voice and it goes up there, you know what happens? Those little things up there pick it up and send it all over the world. And in your faith is spoken of a message by somebody all over the world. I don't know why you folks resent that. Heard that one from China yesterday. See, I turned the dial and there you was.
Amen.
Talk very good English.
Hallelujah.
Say, sure, not here. Brother Stair talk about the coming of Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't hear too much about that.
No.
Whoa!
No.
Hallelujah! Do you hear too much about it?
Oh, Jesus.
Bless you, Lord. Gotta keep reminding you folks that that's why we're here.
Right.
That's why we're giving up, surrendering,
hallelujah,
submitting,
yes,
to the chastisement and scourging. So we believe Jesus coming.
Yes.
And we want to make ready.
Hallelujah.
Lord bless you. The rich man, he died and went to hell. And you better listen to me, because I've told you about it 1,000 times. My sermon on 5 things in hell that ought to be in the church. I preached it many times. I reiterated to it over and over again. The first thing, he lifted up his eyes.
Oh, bless you.
He's in hell now. And he looks up and he sees Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. You go to hell, you know what you're going to do? You're going to look up and see the splendors of heaven. Now, I'd rather be there and be a part of the splendors of heaven than be in hell just looking up at
it.
And the scripture said he prayed. See, you go, when you get in hell, you don't pray. There are 5 things in hell that should be in the church to keep you from going to hell. If he'd have done that before, he wouldn't have been in hell. Oh, I don't believe anybody's going to hell. That's taking over the world now. No heaven, no hell, no sin, no God, no faith, no truth.
All right, hallelujah. Oh, God.
Taking over the world now. One thing that's going to happen in hell is you're going to remember. Remember what Abraham said to the rich man? He said, son, listen to me. This is him calling to Father Abraham, who addresses him as son. He said, son, do you remember?
Oh, Jesus. Remember, yes, Lord.
In your lifetime?
Oh, Jesus.
You had good things? Maybe if I can remind you now that you're having good things.
All right.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said, man, now you're tormented. But he is comforted. What do you think, just a story? Did you ever try to figure out who the certain rich man was? I got to tell me it was. It was the young ruler. The rich young ruler. Who went away sorrowfully, for he had. What do you possess? Your old life, or do you possess yourself? In your patience, waiting on God, you will possess yourself.
Jesus.
If you won't trust your soul to the seed of God, then you're going to end up possessing your soul in hell.
Amen.
Oh, don't preach hellfire and brimstone. Don't do that. See, again, I have to analyze this right down to one simple thing. If we get ready to go through tribulation, at the end of it, then shall appear. See, that's the trouble right now, that the sign hasn't yet appeared to one. And you resent if somebody even hints to you that I am the sign. But I am. And I'm not getting too many of you to convince me that I am. So I have to go to the Holy Spirit.
Because
I don't get too much of a witness from them.
Thank you,
Lord.
So you draw back, you hold back. See, when God gets all done with this tribulation period and all this, you know what's going to happen? Every knee.
Hallelujah.
Going about going
to
the knee. And they're going to confess that Jesus Christ
is Lord.
To the glory of God. This is a wicked generation.
Oh, yes.
This is an evil generation.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Is a rebellious generation. So save yourself from it. How? By putting yourself in the arms of God.
Hallelujah.
Committing your way unto Him.
Yes, Lord.
And believe Him.
Yes.
And He will have begun a good work in you.
Yes.
He will finish it. If He didn't finish it, He didn't start it.
Glory.
Do you fight the fight of faith?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we beseech you in
Jesus' name
to establish your people in righteousness and truth in the Holy Ghost, we pray. Amen and amen. Lord, bless you.
Come bless the Lord. Which the all-wise God have chosen to save them that believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Hallelujah. give thanks to God always for you. For you all making mention of you in our prayers. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love. And patience of hope. In our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost,
hallelujah,
and in much assurance,
yes, God.
And ye know what manner of men we were,
hallelujah,
among you for your sake.
Amen.
And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction. With joy of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
So that ye were examples to all that believed in Macedonia.
Yes, Lord.
And Achaia.
Glory.
For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad.
Glory.
So that we need not to speak anything.
Amen.
For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols,
yes, Lord,
to serve the living,
yes, Lord,
and the true God.
Hallelujah.
And to wait,
yes,
for his Son from heaven,
hallelujah,
whom he raised from the dead,
yes, Lord,
even Jesus,
even
which delivered us from the wrath to come.
Amen.
For what is our hope or joy,
hallelujah,
or crown of rejoicing,
my Lord?
Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ?
Oh, yes, Lord.
At his coming?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Ye are glory and joy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Night and day praying exceedingly that we, yes, might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith.
Yes, Lord.
Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you.
Amen.
The Lord make you to increase and abound in love.
Hallelujah.
One toward another.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and toward all men.
Amen.
Even as we do toward you.
Glory.
To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
with all his saints.
Hallelujah.
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 But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not.
Hallelujah.
Even as others which have no hope.
Glory.
But we believe that Jesus died and rose again.
Glory.
Even so them also which sleep in Jesus,
hallelujah,
shall God bring with him.
Yes.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That we which are alive and remain,
hallelujah,
unto the coming of the Lord, shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. So should we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Faithful is he that calleth you,
yes,
who also will do it.
Right.
And we beseech you, brethren, by the coming,
hallelujah,
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
and by our gathering together unto him,
you,
that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled,
oh, no,
neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume,
yes,
with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of God may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, from all, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
And keep you from evil.
Yes, he is.
And we have confidence in the Lord touching you.
Hallelujah.
That ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God.
Hallelujah.
And into the patient waiting for Christ.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation.
Yes.
That Christ Jesus,
yes,
come into the world to save sinners.
Yes, Lord.
Of whom I am chief.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we stand on the word of God.
Amen.
We stand fast in the patient waiting.
Yes.
What are y'all doing down there in Canada?
Yes.
Waiting on Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Waiting on the Lord to be revealed from heaven.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're waiting on Jesus. Serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is our vocation and our calling.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a holy calling.
Yes.
Not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. He is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom he has redeemed from the enemy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. And we're gathered in his name. Is that all right, brother?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Y'all gonna get glad about that. Oh, I say, oh, Pastor, we're tired. Sitting here since 9 o'clock.
That's all right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Heard what somebody say, I don't feel no way.
All right.
Come will come and will not tarry.
Amen.
Now there's an admonition about that. Just be not weary in well doing.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? You know, we have an adversary and he's trying to wear out your patience. He's trying to wear out our patience.
Amen.
He's given to do that.
Yes.
His job is to try to wear out the patience of the saints. He'll never get it done.
No.
Hallelujah. He'll never get it done.
Hallelujah.
For in your patience, you're going to possess your soul. suffering for the patience. Tribulation.
Tribulation.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Tribulation. Yeah. All right. I guess I have to stop for a minute. Help me, Jesus. Tribulation worketh patience.
Yes.
Some of y'all have a headache or something. Why are y'all looking like this? Huh? Tribulation worketh patience. Huh? And patience experience. And experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Hallelujah! See not, then do we with the oh God, wait for it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. The steward said, be patient with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, you know, the husbandman, he has great patience. Huh? Long patience.
Yeah.
Huh? And he's waiting,
waiting
for the precious fruit of the earth. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. I believe he's going to come and harvest. Is that all right? Come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh.
All right. All right, so we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom.
Yes,
thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Let me find my other scripture.
Go ahead.
Just for a little while.
Go ahead. Yes, Lord.
And now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things which shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city.
Yes, Lord.
Saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me.
No, 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 no.
Neither count I my life dear unto myself. Hmm? Neither count I my life dear unto myself so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Now behold, I know that ye all, among whom I've gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I'm pure from the blood of all men.
Amen.
For I've not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood.
Hallelujah.
For I know this,
glory,
that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves.
Amen.
Therefore watch and remember. And by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace.
Hallelujah.
Which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sanctified.
Hallelujah.
Meet for the master's use. To his name.
Yes.
All right. Neither can they prove the things which they now accuse me, but I confess, this I confess unto thee,
hallelujah,
that after the way which they call heresy, So worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there should be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. Hallelujah. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. Hallelujah. Except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, am I called in question by you this day.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again. He that believeth on me and liveth shall never die. You believe that? You believe that?
Hallelujah.
Y'all had some of that living water? Hallelujah. Your name, Jesus. Well, the resurrection is the coming of Jesus. For the day will come when all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and come forth. Hallelujah. All that are in the grave. Yes. Yes, that is the resurrection, the coming of Jesus. Amen, amen. You believe in the resurrection?
All right.
That same spirit which raised Christ from the dead.
Oh, yes.
Does he dwell in you?
Yes.
Huh? He will quicken your mortal body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And since we have the spirit, saints, we can mortify the deeds of the flesh. Because flesh is not willing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's weak, but the Spirit is willing. Hallelujah. And we can do all things through Him who strengtheneth us. Hallelujah. Yeah, we can love one another. Praise the Lord. We can forgive one another. Hallelujah. We can serve one another by love. Hallelujah. Waiting on Jesus. Yes, we are striving to enter in at the straight gate. We are pressing toward the mark for the prize of our calling of God which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Laying aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We could ask God for patience, I don't hear too many folk asking for it. But we must have it. Yeah, get to the end of this, we must have patience. We might say, well, it comes by tribulation, don't want none. That's how we get to the kingdom. We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. Hallelujah. All right, is there joy in tribulation? Paul found some. We get in the right one, there's some joy. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. I'll see if I can find it. Ain't God good?
Yes, he is.
I'd just like to stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance.
Thank you, Lord.
All right?
Yes,
And I'd like to say that all the overcomers from Oklahoma are now, by grace, your candidates. Hallelujah. There's still just a few of us, so we're still in the criteria of the righteous. You know of the few that find the way that lead unto life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One song said the way of the cross leads home. And it's sweet to know as we onward go. The way of the cross leads home. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. All said, I'm exceeding joyful in all my tribulation.
Amen. Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
All said, we glory.
Amen.
In tribulation.
Amen.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Why? Because there's great joy in great tribulation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Or tribulation is something that you go through.
Yeah.
That's why we sing this song, I'm going through.
Yes.
I'm going through.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
All right. You know, that's the way all the patriarchs came, by tribulation.
Right, right.
Hmm? Paul had tribulation. Peter, James, and John had tribulation. All the righteous have tribulation. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Exceeding joyful. I like that. Brother James had counted all joy. When you fall into divers temptations,
yes,
knowing that the trying of your faith worketh
patience.
Let patience have her perfect work, that we may be perfect. And in time, wanting nothing. Are you liking? Let patience have her perfect work.
Hmm?
Glory?
Glory.
Let patience have her perfect work.
Hmm?
Now, we are to wait patiently. That's different than just waiting.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Waiting patiently means you wait in hope.
Hope.
Yeah, believing. That's patient waiting.
Right.
You can wait and waver. You can wait in doubt. You can wait and see. That's not patient waiting.
Come on.
Huh? Patient waiting is because it's coming. And I'm going to wait for it. I'm going to be here when it comes. That's patient waiting. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Patient waiting. Huh? That's what we have to do, brother. Because that's what the all-wise God chose. To work out what needs to be worked out in us.
Amen.
It have to be worked out in patience.
Yeah.
There's things that have to be acquired by tribulation.
Yes.
Things that have to be obtained by trial, by affliction.
Yes.
The captain of our salvation
is
made perfect through suffering.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So we too will be made perfect.
Amen.
Hmm?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
When we see him, brother,
yes.
Yeah, we'll be like him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 So we're all here, Pastor Rice. I guess we can fold our arms and rest on our laurels. We moved from Oklahoma, and now we're down in Kennedy's. And, you know, we got more folk down there, so we can hide a little bit better. We can put our hand on the rope and still not pull. Well, we've done it like that.
Yes, brother.
You know, I remember when we used to play tug of war, and you have some on this side and some on that side, but everybody with their hand on the rope wasn't pulling. Huh? Some laughing, some joking. Huh? Praise the Lord. But we're called to be workers together. That's quite a word, isn't it? Together?
Together.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's quite the standard, isn't it? We can do things, but together? I see. Well, we'll be caught up together.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we'll be caught up together. So we must dwell together.
Amen.
In unity. Huh?
Yeah.
Dwell together in unity. You know what's good and pleasant? Huh? Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Don't you know how blessed you are to have someone to pray with? You know how blessed you are to have someone that believes Jesus is coming next to you? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I consider myself blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because I want to hold fast the profession of my faith. So I like something to strengthen me. You understand? I have enough opposition already. Hallelujah. I like to have someone in my corner.
Hallelujah.
You know, someone that can walk with me and me with them. But how can two walk together? Except they agree. So maybe that's why Paul said, I would that you all speak the same thing. That's another one of those high standards, isn't it? Together and speak the same thing. And have no divisions among you. Oh, Lord. Be perfectly joined together in the same mind. Huh? Some of us may not even agree that we should be here now. Our brother Sarah Dunn, we should go. Well, if you like to go, you can. That's not a problem with me.
All right.
Never is. But if you're going to stay, then act like you want to stay. Is that all right? Hallelujah. We're workers together.
Together.
Yeah, one body, one spirit, one hope. Even as we're called in one hope of our calling.
Yes.
There's one hope. Yeah, one blessed hope. There are other hopes, but they're vain. You understand? We may hope for a husband, vain. We may hope for a wife. Definitely vain. Huh? We may hope for a new car, hope for material things. All these are vain. Hallelujah. There is a blessed hope. Huh? It's not a vain hope. It's a glorious hope. Huh? Come by way of a lively hope. Incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away. Hallelujah. It's reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. So we need to endeavor to do that.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Huh?
Brother Dennis said he's going to focus on that word endeavor. That's a good word.
All right.
Endeavoring.
Endeavoring
to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Endeavoring to look lively until Pastor Rice is done. Just a little while. Amen. I'm not doing this to be seen of men. I'm endeavoring to be faithful. It's required of stewards, of you and of me, to be found faithful. And if we're faithful in least, we heard it. Then we're faithful in much. If we're not faithful in the least, we wouldn't be faithful no matter what was given us. Huh? And if we're not faithful with that which is another man's, then... Huh? Why give you your own to be unfaithful with? Hmm? But faithful is he that calleth you. Who also will do it. Huh? He'll sanctify you wholly. Hallelujah. Pastor Rice, don't you know about all these spirits we have to battle? Don't you know about all the opposition we have within and without? Of course I know. Don't y'all see me here? I'm on the ground. Hallelujah. One from among you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I try to take advantages of the things God give me, though. You understand? Take unto you the whole armor of God. Hmm? Neither murmur ye nor complain. We think it doesn't cost us when we go around murmuring and complaining. Huh? It exacts from you. Come on. Because what we are to do with all that's been given us is to give thanks. Huh? With a grateful heart in everything. And acknowledge God in all of our ways. We may deceive ourselves and think that we can, not measure up, not be faithful, and still reap the reward. That's not so.
Not so.
We have what it takes to prosper and to succeed.
Yes, Lord.
We have to apply ourselves.
Amen.
We have faith.
Yes.
So we can receive things God give us, but we have to do it by faith. There's works that we must do that are righteous and acceptable to God, but we must do it by faith.
Amen.
And if we would be honest with ourselves, we would say, well, many things I don't do by faith. I do leaning up on my ability. I do leaning up on my experience or what I saw on YouTube. Huh? But the just shall live.
All right now. Yes, Lord.
Huh? The just shall live by faith.
Yes,
and without faith, you won't please God.
No.
Huh? You'll deceive yourself, but you won't please God.
That's true.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the natural branches, they were cut off. And these wild branches, we were grafted in. They were cut off because of unbelief. We stand by faith, but we ought to be careful. If they were cut off because of unbelief, then, being natural branches, how much more are these wild branches? Yeah, we'll be cut off because of unbelief. It is the sin that does so easily beset us. And it shows up how we deal with one another. We don't believe it like that. Some of us don't believe how we deal with others have anything to do with our salvation. So, yeah. That's sad but true. That's sad but true. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We heard the preaching, didn't we?
Yes.
That we speak to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
And if your sins are forgiven, then brother Owen's sins.
That's right.
Huh? That means you have no right to hold anything against him. Because God forgave it. Oh, but that's not good enough for some of us. Huh? We're like Gehazi. We want to run and exact something, huh? If God forgave you, he forgave your brother. And if you receive his forgiveness for you, then you receive forgiveness he gave your brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Which is in the same body that you are.
Yes.
Jesus Christ being the head.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, I hear you preaching, but I'm going to go do the same thing. I've seen that plenty. I've seen that plenty. We may be here, not here. You understand? We take opportunity to avoid one another. In this setting, we should take make an effort to be with the saints. I mean, that's why we're here. We should make an effort to be part of this. Huh? I'm sure wherever we came from, we didn't come from there to stay in our houses all day, did we? Show up when we like to, and when we don't like to show up, don't show up. When we don't feel like showing up, don't show up. Huh? Is that why we're here? If we are, we're deceiving ourselves. Well, sometime, Pastor, I don't feel like showing up. Well, I know that. I'm sure of that, brother. Sometimes we just rather not show ourselves, Pastor, you know. You know, our soul is cleaving the dust, and, you know, the heavens are brass, and we don't feel good, and the devil's on my trail. I know all that. Huh? Y'all don't think I know Brother Richard? Come on, saints. Let's get real in here. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Yeah, but let's gird up the loins of our minds. Hope to the end. Huh? With that grace that is to be brought to us, Brother Brown. At the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. My endeavor this evening is just to speak words of faith to edify the body, to glorify God.
Amen.
Maybe I can provoke you unto love, and unto good works.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Of course, one thing I observe is how we go through the dining hall line, the serving line, as they call it. And we do it differently than when... and how we go about our task. When we go through the serving line, we don't care how much spaghetti Brother Harvey get, we're going to get ours. We don't care how many hot dogs Pastor Rice get, I'm going to get mine. We don't do like that by pulling the weeds, by washing the dishes, by showing up to clean the houses. We don't do it like that. Huh? Well, I'm going to get by. I don't think so. You could get some redemption. Hallelujah. But you won't get by.
Hallelujah.
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 You won't get by.
Amen.
Oh, it's a shame for us to come here and shirk our duties. I mean, it's our God-given responsibility and grace to be able to labor in this kingdom.
Amen.
Of course, we might feel like we're doing it unto man. And if we are, it's in vain. And if we are unwilling to do it, that's where we stand. This is to man. I've got to wash apples. Huh? Unto man. Well, that's no good. Huh? I got to prep and cook my meal. No good sense. What we need to do is do whatever we do unto the Lord. Then you will find some real joy in it. Huh? I told the saints, I said, man, I wish I could pull all that nut grass. Huh? But I'm not able to. I pull a lot of it, though. And what I pull, I did it unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I joy in my nut grass.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yes,
I get joy when I hoe the weeds, brother.
Right.
How about you? If not, you're not doing it right. I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth. When your chore is a chore, it's not unto the Lord. It's not. And you'd be best if you didn't do it. And no condition's going to change that except the condition of your heart. Huh? We could put you in a pie factory. It wouldn't change it unless your heart changed. Huh? It's ridiculous that we come here and shirk our duties. Huh? We're in a place to give to God, and we don't want to give it. You know, I'm sure if we had $1 million, we'd give it. Don't expect me to get up early and cook breakfast. Huh? Don't expect me to do that, hurt my back. I see.
My Lord.
I'm in trouble now.
That's all right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm in trouble now. I observe us, you know. When it's what we want to do, and it's with who we want to do it with. What we want to do and who we want to do it with. Oh, yeah, I'm happy. I'm oh, praise the Lord. Hypocrite. Hypocrite.
Amen.
Hypocrite.
Yes.
That's not acceptable to God. You think it's service to God because you like to do it with him and it's what you want. That's a Cain offer. God don't even accept it.
No.
God don't even accept.
Amen.
You might be pleased with it, so you have your reward. That's it. That's it. That's it. You get no reward from God.
Huh? Thank you, Lord.
Well, Pastor, can't you put me with some of the good saints? And none good before. That's God. And let me tell you about all the saints. They have the good man in them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. They are all perfect in Christ. Yeah, they stand blameless before the throne. You want to find some blame with them? Hallelujah.
Glory.
I just wanted to say, you know, maybe some of you think you fooled me because you go about your task with joy. Well, I know why. Now I see how you finagle and do things and get out of this and get with that one and do that. Don't y'all know that's wicked?
Wicked, yes, Lord.
No. Let me tell you then. That's wicked. What we are to do is show up and say, Lord, hear my. Send me. What would you have to do? And if you would be honest with yourself, you know that that's Christ's requirement. You know that. That's not my. That's what God requires. That we present our bodies a living sacrifice. Huh? Holy and acceptable unto God, which is just our reasonable service. And we deceive ourselves when we think somebody else is the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd show up and do my duty, but, they talk too much or... Or they sing too loud, or, you know.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bullseye, huh?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. My pastor, we going to do this. I know that. What can I say?
Amen.
Huh? You ain't going to make me. I can't do that. I can't make you change.
No.
We should desire change.
Yes.
Huh? Because that's Christ's purpose, is to conform us.
Yes.
Amen.
Huh? Sure. Not that we continue to walk after the flesh.
No.
That we walk in the Spirit and be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
Make our calling and election sure. We are sons of God.
Amen.
And as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Not them that obey the flesh and walk in the flesh. Huh? Well, Pastor, you know, if you just pick yourself up and get back in the race. Don't let the devil keep his knee on your neck all day long. Huh? So get up on me, Satan. Huh? Get on my back. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm falling, but I can get up. Thank you, Lord. Well, Pastor, I thought you said Jesus was coming. I'm saying the same thing still. Hallelujah. But we cannot bite and devour one another, despise other men, and trust in our own righteousness.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
You know what despising is, right?
Yeah.
That's when you judge the other fellow a little bit lower. See? You know, I don't have to listen to Timothy. I don't have to acknowledge Brother Spencer. We are to submit ourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's Christ-like.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Hallelujah.
Concerning us.
Hallelujah.
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 So you know we have an altar. If we can ask God to help us find a place of repentance. Huh? That's God's love, huh?
Amen.
We don't want to hear this and not do it. That's hardening yourself. You know that? That's hardening yourself. I know we've done it. That's why we're in the state, some of us. I've said this so many times I can't count them. You know, every time I see it, I reprove it.
All right. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
It's not all.
No.
There are some here, brother, that are very willing. And whenever you call them, they're there to help you.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Right.
And they bless my soul.
Praise God.
But we're not all like that.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We're not all there.
Amen.
Some people are still serving themselves.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Rather than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's not thankworthy that we love our children.
Amen.
You may think so, but it ain't.
Amen.
Yeah, the heathen love their children.
That's right.
It's not thankworthy that you love your grandchildren.
Amen.
You may think so, but the heathen love their grandchildren.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yes.
You say, well, I'm so saint, so holy and whatever, because I love my children. Really?
Yeah.
Hmm? Heathen love their children, brother.
Right.
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 That's
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we are called to lay down our lives for the brother.
That's right.
And we don't deal as nicely with our brethren as we do with our children.
Amen.
That's wicked. That's wicked, brother.
Yeah,
it is. All pastor, no, that's wicked. There's nowhere where we're called to lay down our lives for the children.
No.
We are called to lay down our life, but for the brother. And when we esteem our children and whatever above the brethren, that's wicked. I don't care what you say. That's wicked. You can quote me.
That's true. Glory. Yes, Lord. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Isaiah and Malachi. Joel and Micah. Yeah, all the prophets. Brother Stair. Yeah, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Hallelujah.
Let us stand, saints. Let us stand. We are saints of the Most High God. Soldiers in the army. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight. Oh, Lord, we have to fight. We got to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up
until we die.
We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight. Calling us to be soldiers. We would endure hardness as good soldiers. We would be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Yes, that we would not be entangled with the affairs of this life. We would please him who had chosen us to be soldiers. We would be valiant for the fight, Lord. Taking unto us the armor of God, employing the weapons that are mighty through God. Let the word take root in our hearts, O God. Let it bring forth fruit unto righteousness for thy glory. Grant the place of repentance. I need it, Lord. O God, grant the place of repentance. In the name of Jesus, the state of contentment, Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thanksgiving for all things, Father. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maranatha.
Amen.
The Lord is coming.
Woo.
Go in peace.
Hallelujah. You're listening to the international broadcast, The Overcomer, and this is the voice of the last day prophet of God. From Walterboro, South Carolina, we bring you the message and the proclamation of the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ.